Behold the man. Adam was a type of him who was to come. Jesus was made a little lower than the angels. For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge this, that if one died for all, then all died. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. The first man was of the earth, made of dust, a living being. The second man is the Lord from heaven, a life-giving spirit. As was the man of dust, so also those that are made of dust. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. Consider Jesus, the eternal Son of God, the one who is equal to God, the one who was in the beginning with God, the one who is and who was and who is to come, the one who is the Word of God, the one who stooped down to our low estate, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And she wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room, no room, no room for him. But he made himself of no reputation and became a little lower than the angels, lower than one bright seraph, whose covering was gold and precious stones. Nor he made himself inferior to the one anointed cherub who aspired to be as God, and who in pride aspired to ascend above the heavens, and who screamed, "I will be as God, I will, I will, I will, I will, I will be like the Most High." But consider Jesus, who in humbleness of will and in graciousness of spirit cried, "Not my will, but thine be done," carrying out the plans of the Father, fulfilling the purposes of God's eternal plan. That since by man came death, by man must also come the resurrection of the dead. For since there was no deliverer to be found among the children of men, and since no daysman could be found from among the sons of Adam, the strong arm of the eternal Son of God must bypass the nature of angels, to be made seed of Abraham, to be made seed of David, to be made seed of the woman, bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Behold the babe, the boy, the youth. Behold the man. Behold our God manifest in the flesh. Behold the Lord of glory revealed by man to men. Yet his glory is shrouded, and he has no form or majesty that we should look upon him. Behold, he has no beauty that we should desire him. His exceeding loveliness is veiled before his human brethren. His grace and glory is tempered before human gaze. No man hath seen God in his pure essence at any time, except the only begotten Son of his love, who has unfolded to man the brightness of God's glory, and who has demonstrated to us the exact expression of his nature and love. Behold, the man, the second man, the last Adam, in whom a new race began, the new creation in Christ, through whom a new creation was formed, by whom new creatures are born from above into newness of life. The former race bore the marks of its origin, fallen Adam. The new race is to bear the marks of its founder and fount, the last Adam, the Lord from heaven, the Son of God, and Son of Man. Behold my servant, whom I have chosen. Behold my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Behold your God. Behold the man. Behold, I am coming soon. I am bringing my recompense with me to repay everyone for what he has done. Behold. Consider Jesus.